Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't I thought you were going to your friend's house after school. I'm sorry. No. That's what you said, right? I'm sorry. No, this is it's embarrassing for both of us. It's okay. Don't worry. Put that blanket on. Oh, stop. I'm your mother. I've seen everything there is to see. Okay? But that, yeah, that is what I was hoping to talk to you about for a couple minutes, if I could. I'll just sit right here. And then, right, so you're growing, you're changing, that's okay. That's what happens. You know, it's perfectly natural. And, you know, that's just part of life. It's okay. Well, for example, I have noticed that all the hand towels, my good guest hand towels, have disappeared. Right, the soft ones, and I don't, you know, you don't need to say anything. I see the hamper, but you know, eventually it's going to be hard for me to put those out, you know, for the guests to use, right? So, and then sometimes I buy a box of tissues and, you know, a new box, and it's gone in, you know, a couple days. So I, you know, to sort of manage the situation or manage the household as I do, I went and I got you, two packs of hand towels. Right? They're nice and soft, see? And there's 10 in this pack, and then there's 10 in this pack, and then, you know, maybe at the end of the month we'll have, you know, a special little wash cycle for, you know, your special little towels, okay? But I have to ask you to not, you know, not use the hand towels or anything like that anymore, okay? We have enough towels. We don't need this, okay? All right, good boy. Good. Thank you. So, and then, no, it's nothing that you should be embarrassed about. It's perfectly, you know, it's perfectly normal. I mean, most, you know, I promise you, all the boys your age are doing it. And many, you know, many grown men do it too. It's not something that you'll leave behind. You know, it's something that women do, you know. Maybe not as often as men, but yeah, you know, sometimes even I do it. You know, it's relaxing and it feels good and you know, it makes it easier to sleep, so yeah, it's just something people do. Don't worry about it. Right. And then when I was at the store, when I was getting you these towels, I also got you this little jar of, it's called lubricant. Do you just use your hand now? Okay. No, that's fine. It's just this might feel good for you. You might enjoy it. You know, and you know, I want you to develop properly into a good young man. You know, and you are. You know, you study and you go to work and you know, do all the things you're supposed to do. But yeah. Yeah, so sometime, you know, try that. It might work. Well, let's see. Do you have any questions? Yeah. Here, pull the cover back. Oh, come on, pull it back. It's not a big deal. I'm your mother, and I told you to pull the cover back. So do it. Okay, a little more. A little more. There you are, see? Wow, that's nice. You should be very proud of yourself. Because, well, I mean, when you were a baby, I saw it all the time, or when you were a young boy, but, I haven't seen it lately, and yeah, it's nice. You'll make a woman very happy someday. Because, it's long, and also, it matters, but it's thick. And there are lots of women, including myself, who find, thickness to be very pleasurable. Yes. Well, I mean, it's not the most important thing, about a man. But it's, if you're alone, it certainly doesn't hurt, let's put it that way, okay? So let's see. Do you have any questions? So that right there. No, I don't know why pee and that other stuff, which is called semen, comes out of the same opening. I don't know. It's very confusing for everybody down there. But that's how, nature made you, so that's just how it is. I know it is a little weird. And let's see that right here. It's called the head. Sometimes the crown. And this is the shaft, right? And this is called the foreskin. And the foreskin goes up and down, right? And then there's your testicles. And then the testicles make the semen. And then we had this conversation, didn't we? Well, okay. So a man makes semen, which has, it's called DNA. You'll learn about that in school before too long. And then you've seen pictures, I bet, of men and women having sex, right? So a man puts his penis in a woman's vagina. And then, yes, that's the part that feels really good. And then he ejaculates. And then the semen fertilizes the egg. And then that little egg starts dividing and eventually it turns into a baby. Yep. Just like you did. Yep. That's exactly how it happened. There was a man. And we made love. And he put his penis in me and he came. And it fertilized a little egg, and then 9 months later we had you. Yeah. It's perfectly normal. It's how life works. I know it's, weird and awkward and sometimes messy, but that's how it works. Yeah. No, don't. It's okay. So, yeah, maybe someday you'll make a woman really happy. And sometime when, the timing is right and she'll open herself up to you and, you know, yeah. When you're at school, do you, like, look at the girls? Do you think of them like that? Okay. Do you ever look at the boys in the shower? Really? Okay. That's fine, too. You know, you're young. You're going to think of a lot of different things. And just be careful, you know? You're going to find yourself in parties and weird situations and... You know, just don't do anything. You know, just be safe, okay? But whether you know, you grow up and you have a woman in your life or a man, you know, that it's okay. You know, that's how you were made, and, you know, I'm your mom, and I'll still love you which way ever you go, okay? So don't worry. Here, try this lubricant. No, just a little bit. Stop. Feels good, doesn't it? I know, I can see it in your eyes. Yeah. Just stroke your hand up and down like that. So you want to make like a little cylinder with your hand. And it'll be, you can either think of it as a mouth or as a vagina or as an anus. And your cock is going in and out. You do that very nicely. I mean, some guys, when they're doing that, they're real quick and speedy and but you're really... You're very slow and sensual when you do that. It's very nice. It's very appealing. So yeah, just start at the base and go up. And then back down. And then up. And down. And up. Yeah, just do it like that. Good. And then, you know, with your other hand, don't be afraid to sort of like massage your thighs. You know? Rub your belly. Rub your chest. Men often get very sort of like focused right down there. But, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, touch your nipples. No, I don't know why men have them. I have no idea. They get hard, don't they? Good. And then rub your chest. And rub your hand back down towards your belly. And then up and down. Yeah. It should feel good. It's supposed to feel good. Here. Here's one of these hand towels, see? Just put that on your belly. It's soft, right? I know. There were ones that were a little less expensive, but they were a little less soft. So I wanted you to have the softest ones. Good. And then up. And then down. And then up. And then down. You do that so nice. Very nice. You're very good at that. You're very good at doing that, aren't you? Good. That's called pre-cum. It's like a clear fluid. It's like A natural lubricant. Yeah. No, it's natural. No, don't be afraid of it. And then it's really slippery. And it's really tasty. You haven't tried it? You should. It feels really good. And tastes really good. Okay? Taste it. Okay. See? Even your mom likes the taste of it. Here. Let me have some of yours. Like squeeze. Squeeze from the bottom up to the top. See that little drop? See? Here. Let me get it with my finger. It is one of the most delicious things about a man's body. Good. So keep stroking. Up and down, and up and down, and up and down. Okay. Keep going. Don't stop. And I want you to start thinking about coming. Of how good it's gonna feel. Of how much cum you're gonna shoot. I want you to cum a lot. I want my boy to cum so much, okay? Like a lot. I know you don't have like too much control over it, but cum a lot, okay? Like lots and lots and lots, all right? Good boy. I can see that feels good by the expression on your face. You look really sweet like this. My little baby boy. Becoming a man. Laying on his back. Stroking his big, thick cock. Getting towards coming. That's really nice. I wish I could take a picture of you. I should. Maybe next time, okay? You look really sweet. Do you like it when I watch you? You do? Good. I'm enjoying this. Maybe tomorrow or later tonight, you'll let me watch you again, okay? Maybe if you're a really good boy and you get all A's and, do your work and all that stuff, I'll let you watch me, okay? I don't know. No, it's different. For women than it is for men. Maybe we'll do it together. I would like that. But for now, let's work on you, okay? So up and down. And up and down. Just pull yourself forward. Think about the pleasure. Think about how much I love you and how much you want to come, okay? Okay. Good boy. Nice. Like I said, you do that so sweetly with your stroke like that. It's just so slow and sensual. And I can see your cock is throbbing hard. Throbbing hard. So I want you to think about coming, okay? So I want you to stroke your cock up and down. And up. And hold it. And then back down. And then up. And then back down. Good boy. And make your cock so very, very hard. So very, very stiff. So very, very erect. Good boy. And I want you to move towards like a nice big, big, big cum shot. Nice big ejaculation. I want you to give me that towel. And after you're done with it, I want it to be like, I want it to weigh extra. I want it to be soggy. Okay? Up and down. And up and down. And up and down. Good boy. So let me see you come, okay? Let me see you ejaculate. And let me see you flooding with fluid, okay? Good boy. I can see you with pleasure. I'm so proud of you right now. And keep stroking it. And keep stroking it. And I'll count down so that, you know, you'll know when to come. I'll start with 5 and I'll go down from there, okay? So I want you to come. 5, 4, 3, 2. Wait, 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 wait. Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, that's called teasing. So you don't come until I say 1. But that's what we do. We tease men. Because it's fun and we like it. So we'll do that again. You ready? Now stroke your big, big, big cock for mommy. Big, big, big cum load. Make me proud of you with all the cum you shoot. Okay? So here we go. You ready? 5, 4, 3, 3.5, 3 and 2/4, 3 and 1/8, 2, 2 and 9/10. Just keep stroking. Just keep stroking. Just keep stroking. Okay. So I'm not going to tease you anymore. We're going to let you come. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So anytime you want to come, just come. And shoot out a nice, big, creamy, juicy, hot, sticky load of cum for your mom. As much as you can. Oh, good boy. Wow. So much of it. Wow. Wow, you always come that much? Oh, that's more than normal. Well, that's because I was here. And I was helping you. But that's still a lot. You should be very proud of yourself. No, it's good. It's beautiful. I still wish I had a camera. Next time, okay? I'll let you. You can do the same thing and I'll take some pictures or maybe shoot some video, okay? And then I'll make a little book. And I'll keep it next to my bedside, okay? And then when I'm touching myself. Maybe I'll open up that little book and look at the pictures of your big cock and how sweet and beautiful you are and how much cum you shot. And then it'll make mommy so happy and proud. And she'll have her own little moments, okay? Yeah? You gonna let me bring my camera, right? Okay, good. Alright. Now, here, let me have that hand towel. No, that one I want, okay? That one's special to me. And then... the other 9, they're yours. Maybe I'll get you some more. And then, you know, it'll be good, okay? So I'm glad we had this talk. And I didn't expect things to get like this, but, you know, sometimes that's what happens. So yeah. And then, you know, the next time before you do this, just come and get me, okay? So, you know, if it's tomorrow or later tonight or whenever, just come and get me, okay? Excellent. Well, I'm going to wish you the best. And then, did you want me to make you a grilled cheese sandwich? Yeah. I'll make you a grilled cheese sandwich. And then I'll pour you a glass of milk and I'll put some potato chips on a plate, okay? Yeah. Just come down to the kitchen in a couple minutes, okay? Alright. No, I love you too. No. I love it when you say that. I love you too, my baby boy, who's now becoming a man, okay? Yeah, come down to the kitchen. I'll make you a sandwich. Okay, good. Alright. Thanks.